turn over how to do. We tell you to turn how to behave. Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 13.
It's been a minute.
Yep, we made it through.
We've made it through a lot of things, actually.
A lot of things. But anyway, we're back from the dead. Episode 13, and what better topic than superstitions?
Yes, 13.
The number 13. What's that make you think of? Black cats?
It,
walking down to the ladders?
No, 13, instantly Friday the 13th, Jason.
Yes, my favorite.
Yeah, so that's definitely the first thing that comes to mind with 13.
Really?
But...
not bad luck?
No, it's bad Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay.
Like, not just Jason, but, like, the actual day. Like, whenever Friday the 13th comes around and it's that day.
Yeah.
That's what I think of for the number 13.
I know, it's kind of like a little bonus Halloween.
It is kind of. It has that vibe.
Yeah.
It's like that weird spooky day.
I definitely totally try to watch, you know, one of the Friday the 13th movies.
Oh, yeah.
On that
day. I feel like we pretty much have a marathon every time it's Friday the 13th.
I'm also usually pretty sketched out that day, too. I'm like, man, is something bad going to happen, you know?
I have had a car wreck on Friday the 13th.
Me too, actually.
Yeah.
That sucks. Maybe there's something to it. Well, we have a few superstitions. I guess we'll...
yeah, so that is a superstition, I guess, the number 13 being unlucky.
Yeah. Okay. Is there meaning behind it, though?
I think that we'll probably find out.
Right on. Well, I have a couple of superstitions that I'd like to go over. These are maybe a little bit more obscure, but the first one is the rule of three. It is believed that death hunts three at a time. So if you receive news of the death of a loved one, soon you might hear the news of two more people passing away. Interestingly, this weird superstition is popular in most of the countries of the world.
Yeah, like every time somebody famous dies, it's like two other famous people die at the same time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Who just recently died? Larry King? Who else died?
There's been some people die. I can't remember, but famous. I know like whenever Michael Jackson died, it was him and Farrah Fawcett. And I want to say maybe the OxyClean guy.
Oh, wow.
Like, all three. Like, I think Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett died on the same day.
It does seem like people always die in threes.
They do.
All right, so number two. The third matchstick light superstition. This is an extremely weird superstition that probably became popular after the two Great Wars. According to this superstition, three people should not light their cigarettes with one match. Apparently, the third person to light the cigarette with the matchstick will soon die.
Man. Again with the number three.
Yeah. Speaking of number three, birds and death. If you have watched Alfred Hitchcock's film, then you know how scary birds are. In many cultures, birds like owls and crows are seen as symbols of death. An owl hooting right over your head at night means death is around the corner. Just like owls, crows too are connected with death. It is said that witnessing six crows often means that death is nearby. That's interesting.
First, I don't know if I would recognize a crow. Second.
Can you spot an owl? Not a spot.
Yes, I can spot an owl. But okay. Also, second, I've never seen The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay.
But do they just attack the fuck out of you, like, yeah, when you get out of the car?
Yeah. Yeah, the birds are just gone mad.
Attacking. Okay.
Here in Memphis, the birds aren't real. Number four, the butterfly of death superstition. The Mexican black witch moth is also known as the butterfly of death. This moth's association with death dates back to the Aztecs. The South American people believe that if this moth is sighted in someone's house, then either a recently deceased person has come to meet a loved one or someone who is ill is about to die. That's cool. Moth.
Again, I don't know my moth species apart.
Yeah.
So, like, how would I know?
But how badass of a name is that? The Mexican Black Witch Moth.
That, yeah, I mean, like, that's a pretty badass name. That's a badass name for a dojo.
Yeah. Number five, souls and the hair. After hearing this strange Mongolian ritual, you would think twice before chopping off your hairs. According to the superstition, souls that are wandering around often latch onto other people's hair and start residing there. Many people, therefore, consult a witch doctor before getting a haircut to check if there's any souls in their hairs. If you cut your hair while a soul is residing there, you would soon die.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Middle person in a photo superstition. The camera has been one of the few electronic devices which has become a part of many strange superstitions and beliefs. While some believe that cameras can become haunted and can steal one's soul, there are others who believe that the middle person in a photo is likely to die before the other two persons.
Hmm.
This superstition is quite popular in Japan.
Again, what's the number three?
Yeah, like, all right, mental note, not be the middle person in the photo. Number seven, empty space and a fresh baked bread superstition. This superstition is quite popular in England. In England, people believe that if you cut a fresh baked bread and find an empty space inside it, then it symbolizes that death is coming for somebody at the table. The hollow space is believed to be a symbolic representation of a coffin.
Hmm.
Tuck your thumbs in if you pass a graveyard. Like many others...
Tuck them in.
Like many others, this one too is quite popular in Japan. And Japanese thumbs translates into the parent finger. When the Japanese people pass a graveyard, they tuck or hide their thumbs as is to protect them from death. There's another superstition which tells of holding your breath while passing a graveyard. If you do not do so, a wandering soul might enter your body.
Oh, gosh. So tuck your thumbs, hold your breath.
Yeah, lift your feet. The cedar tree superstition. Many communities associate cedar trees with death. According to some people, one should never try to transplant a young cedar tree to a different location. If you do so, then you are inviting death. Once the young tree's limbs grow to the length of your coffin, your death is inevitable.
Oh, gosh.
But that makes sense, because I think they typically made coffins out of cedar.
Oh.
And pine, you know, because it's a readily available wood.
That makes sense.
Burning a cake on Christmas. Bread and cake seem to have a weird connection with death. Burning a cake on Christmas is considered to be a very bad omen. The death comes looking for the person who burns the cake. Now I guess you would give second thought on baking a cake for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. Like, or just don't do your cooking on Christmas Day.
Yeah, don't do any cooking on Christmas Day. If the cake is moist, let's all rejoice. Number 11, the penis superstition.
The penis superstition?
Yep.
Okay.
This is one of the weirdest superstitions.
Okay, yeah.
You have ever heard of. According to this Turkish superstition, if a woman dreams of a penis, then a close male member might soon die.
Oh, gosh.
No one knows how this absurd superstition came into existence. These superstitions prove how ridiculous we are when it comes to death. It is high time that we stop believing these stupid superstitions and accept death whenever it comes. Wow.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. So those superstitions all kind of have to do with death, but I think maybe you have like some more traditional superstitions.
Yeah, I have the list of like the ones you know, and then I just have some like miscellaneous ones too.
Awesome.
What I side note though, this has been bothering me.
Okay.
You know the song Superstition?
She's very superstitious.
Yeah, I think it's like Stevie Wonder maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Britney Spears covered that song.
Oh, yeah.
Do you, you remember bitch. That? It was like...
Not really.
I feel like maybe it was on like... It was a bonus track on her Greatest Hits album or something like that.
That is just so typically her.
Anyway, I wanted to listen to that song in preparation for this episode.
Oh, yeah?
And it is not on Spotify.
Oh, God.
It is not on YouTube.
So you had a little meltdown?
I searched it all over the internet, and I can't find even anything about it.
Oh. Are you superstitious?
Is it a Mandela effect? Because what's going to happen is I'm going to pull out my old CDs.
Yeah.
And find it.
I think you are mistaken. I don't think she did cover that song. I think that song
I can even hear it in her voice. I hope someone else can remember this, and maybe it is a Mandela effect.
Well, if that's the case, remember to always hit us up at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes. If you remember this, or if you just want to tell us a scary story,
send it to us there. Are you superstitious?
Oh, yes. And also, tell us if if you have a superstition we don't list on here.
Also, I don't really know if I have a superstition, really. I mean, I guess sometimes I do things just in case, you know, like if I'm watching a basketball game, you know, I might clap.
For years?
Twice, every time they make a free throw.
For years, every single time we went to a Memphis Grizzlies game, we bought the souvenir cup because we thought if we did not buy it, they would lose. And they would. And so we had 30 of them.
Yeah, we bought, we bought.
There's one in my shower right now. I use it when I give the dogs a bath. Oh. Okay, let's get
first class white trash.
Okay, let's get into the common superstitions.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Breaking a mirror.
Oh yeah, I've heard that.
Have you ever done that? 7 years bad luck. Yeah. Have you ever done that though?
I have broken mirrors on purpose.
Oh, and that's didn't feel stupid. That
way, and then broken mirrors by accident and felt that way.
Oh, that's okay. Let's see what it says. The ancient Romans believed the human life renewed itself in 7 year cycles, mirroring the cycles of the moon.
Which makes sense because they say that your body cells are renewed every 7 years. Like you're not the same person you were 7 years ago.
Well, I just turned 28, so I just started a fresh 7 year.
You're on your new 7 year cycle?
Which is nice.
All right.
But it's also weird because my 7th birthday is the first time I realized that I was going to die one day.
Well, damn, Kristen, we're trying to keep this upbeat, you know. Came here for the whore. Kristen's got it in droves. Alright, anyway, continue. Okay, broken glass.
Because a reflection was considered someone's magical likeness or soul, it followed that if the reflective image got shattered, so did the next 7 years of person's health. Oh. Mirrors inspire a wide range of superstitions. Victorian parents feared exposing infants to mirrors, believing that a mirror could trap their reflection and stunt the growth, or worse, kill them by imprisoning their innocent souls. Even today's traditional Jewish families cover mirrors after a death of a loved one as so not to risk the departed soul wandering into the reflection and getting lost on its way to eternity.
Mirrors do have like a creepy vibe about them.
Yeah.
We looked into Bela Lugosi's mirror.
Yeah, we did.
At Zach Bagans' haunted museum.
Also,
it was awful. Oh, it was kind of creepy.
It was, for sure. Also, you know, I've heard that before, that you're not supposed to let a baby look into see its own reflection for the first year of its life.
Wow.
Have you never heard that?
Yeah, I think I have heard that.
And I can't help but think it every time I see a baby look at its reflection.
Yeah.
But, I mean, fuck it. All right, number two is... Yeah. Knock on wood. I do this all the time. Oh, don't do that. The dogs start barking.
Oh, yeah. If you do hear any noises, our dogs, just as a reminder. See?
Okay. Knocking on wood for good luck is one of history's most enduring superstitions. It comes from thousands of years of mythology, folklore, and religious belief that trees were sacred. Ancient people from Chaldea to Sumatra to the British Isles believed that trees housed gods of nature and spirit who controlled the seasons. People would seek favors by lay hands on the trunk of the sacred tree. Yet many cultures also believe that evil spirits lurked in the woods, and when knocked on, the malevolent spirit or mischievous fairy could be shaken out like a bug on a blanket. Another source of wood as a symbol of spiritual power comes from the cross of Jesus. Many Christians today will rub a wooden cross and offer penitence to seek protection.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
I've never known anyone that rubs a cross.
Me neither. But, I mean, I know everybody who knocks on wood, so.
Yeah, that's true. I knock on wood.
I know. I do it all the time. All right, walking under a ladder. Mm. Everyone knows that walking under a ladder is supposed to bring bad luck.
Anytime I walk under a ladder, I get a creepy vibe.
I can't recall ever a time I've walked underneath a ladder.
Well, there's definitely.
An ancient Egyptian believed that the ladder perched against a wall created a sacred triangle, and to walk beneath it disturbed its spiritual energies. Early Christians avoided the underside of ladders due to depictions of ladders propped against the Holy Cross. Some believed the devil lurked at the bottom. In an ancient society, prisoners were hanged from beneath the top steps of a ladder, and onlookers were forbidden to pass beneath the fear encountering the victim's ghost.
Wow.
In France, convicts were forced to walk beneath the ladder leading to the gallows, the doomed man's final unlucky act.
Wow.
That's like, okay, you're leading me to the gallows, and on the way there, you're going to make me walk under ladders just to make sure everything goes as planned.
Yeah. Yes. Those early Christians were highly superstitious and violent.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, exactly. All right, number four, I saw you do this the other day, spilling salt.
Oh, yeah, toss it over your shoulder.
For thousands of years, salt has been an object of magic and superstition.
Yeah, okay.
In the ancient world, salt was a preservative for food and for mummifications.
Salt the doorways.
Giving it a connection of immortality. In the European Middle Ages, village dwellers left a line of salt outside their doors, believing that witches would be compelled to count every grain before entering. Of course, the ultimate bad luck is to spill your salt. Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper shows Judas knocking over the salt.
Well, that's interesting.
A harbinger of his betrayal. To uncross yourself from spilling the salt, you must toss a pinch over your left shoulder, binding to the demon to waiting, blinding the demon waiting behind you. Ooh. I knew it mattered which shoulder, but I can never remember left or right. I know it's
just
left.
Just in case. Yeah, just a little ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Both sides, you know.
I'm You're blinding person. Them in both eyes.
Yeah, I got both eyes.
All right, number five is sneezing.
Achoo.
Yeah, bless you is what you say to people when it's they sneeze. But not you.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, some people are offended by, like...
It's a bad luck.
Okay, well, some people are offended by if you say whatever religious to them.
Okay, well, it's rare to encounter somebody who won't follow up a sneeze with a quick God bless you.
Well, that's me.
This practice or something similar is found around the world, from African Zulus to Florida Seminoles. The Romans used to say Jupiter, sign of the cross. But what could be so dire about a simple sneeze that it requires a holy blessing? Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans believed that the soul lived in the human form of our breath, and the sneeze could expel the soul from the body. What? Throughout the plague years in Europe, sneezing was a grave omen, hence the expression, nothing to sneeze all.
So you're telling me that I'm a weirdo because I don't say God bless you after someone sneezes?
You don't have to say God bless you, but like a little bless you would be nice.
I'm so sorry. I just stay silent. I don't know. I didn't know everybody like bless you. Like every time
what it's
you
normal.
Sneeze? What happens if you sneeze like multiple times though?
Oh, okay. I only do it.
I just say bless you every time.
Look, if you sneeze once, I may not say it sometimes. Like if you're near me.
What if I
me.
Say it twice though? What
but if I sneeze a second it? Time, you have to. Okay. But if you sneeze a third time, I'm not ever saying bless you again.
What if
again.
They sneeze a fourth time? Are we calling someone? Like what's going on? Do we need some salt?
No, but you don't have to say. At three times is max. After three, you don't have to keep saying it.
Yeah, just fuck you at that point, right? Yeah. Fuck you. Get a tissue. Put your mask okay. on.
All right. All this wariness around sneezing foresaw what modern medicine would eventually prove, that the innocent sneeze spreads communicable diseases. Yeah, wear your mask.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Opening an umbrella indoors. Dozens of superstitions around the ordinary umbrella, both indoors and out. As with many modern conveniences, the umbrella was once a rare luxury owned by royalty. From Persia to ancient China, they didn't use it to block out the rain, but as a protection from the sun's rays, which some believe contained invasive spirits. Many people still shudder at opening an umbrella indoors. Some believe that the bad juju is expelled when an umbrella springs open inside a room.
Yeah.
But this taboo has more of a practical origin.
Really?
First rain umbrellas were very large and tightly sprung. To release such a contraption indoors would cause very real bad luck. Think of all the Victorian lamps, vases, and baubles that met a sudden end thanks to the reckless opening of an high tension of an umbrella.
Damages.
Yeah, things. So that's why they're like, it's bad luck. Really, you just keep breaking my shit.
Yeah.
All
put
right.
Put the umbrella away.
Horseshoes.
The lucky, good luck, right?
Yeah, the luckiest of all good luck charms is the horseshoe. The ancient Greeks invented the horseshoe not only to protect the feet of their horses, but also to honor them as holy animals.
That's interesting.
To the Greeks, the horseshoe's design was sacred. The U shape was associated with the crescent moon, historically seen as a symbol of fertility, new beginnings, and good fortune. The crescent shape held such mystical significance that cultures spanning the Egyptians, Babylonians, Hindus, and Celts incorporated it into architecture, statues, and depictions of God.
Wow.
And began agricultural festivals on the appearance of the new crescent moon. Hanging a horseshoe outside one's home dates back to the plague years in Europe, when it is believed to ward off illness. The practice stuck and golden horseshoes appear on homes and businesses around the world.
Wow, that's interesting. Horseshoes are cool.
I don't know what it means, stuck and golden. The practice stuck and golden.
I don't know either.
Jumping the broom.
Heard of that.
Today, the African-American expression, jumping the broom, means getting married. But it comes from an old custom that the newlyweds literally jump over a broom to prove that one of them is not an evil double. In folklore found in both the European Middle Ages and traditional African cultures, vampires and wicked spirits were considered to possess obsessive and compulsive traits, exposing a sinister entity that would attempt to disguise itself as the bride or the groom. Even after the wedding, couples must be careful. In the West, the husbands carried the wife over the threshold, which the Romans believed was crawling with evil spirits, which his act of chivalry helps her avoid. And what about the bridesmaid's dress that you just spent a bundle on? It goes back to the Roman days, where bridesmaids were supposed to distract evil spirits from the wife-to-be.
Wow.
I did not know that.
So they're supposed to be all dolled up?
To distract evil spirits from the bride.
Wow.
That's so interesting. Rabbit's foot.
Oh, that's so sad. I did have a rabbit's foot when I was a kid, though.
But yeah.
I like rabbits. It's so sad.
I thought it was always kind of creepy, to be honest.
It
always weirded me out because you could, like, feel the toes.
Yeah, the next step is what? A monkey's paw? Chicken foot? And then what the fuck are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like,
that escalated quickly.
It did, yeah.
Okay. The lucky rabbit's foot is a must-have for every superstitious gambler or risk-taker. The ancient people from the Aztecs to the Chinese ascribed magical properties to the rabbit,
damn,
seeing it as a symbol of a cunning and survival. German and Scottish folklore placed several special emphasis on the rabbit's relative, the hare, which was considered capable of placing an evil eye on people. That's interesting.
That is interesting. The rabbit's feet are kind of creepy, though.
Yeah, for sure. Also, hares don't exist anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Oh. The wrong side of the bed. We've all woken up.
Wrong side of the bed tonight. Sorry.
We've all woken up on the wrong side of the bed. Yet, in the world of folklore and superstition, there really is a right and a wrong way to get up in the bed in the morning.
Oh, God, I knew it. Sometimes I feel like I have woken up on the wrong side of the bed. I totally wake up, like, okay, in a bad mood, everyone. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that this... Okay. Traditionally, climbing out of the bed on the left side has bad consequences.
Wow.
That's your side.
Dun, dun, dun.
This stems from the ancient Egyptians' belief that the left side belongs to the forces of death and destruction. Some modern hotel and casino designers even arrange a guest room so that the left side of the bed has a wall, helping you to rise on the side of luck. A European custom requires exiting your bed on the same side as you entered it, or else the cosmic circle of sleep will be disturbed until the following night when the cycle can resume as normal. Sometimes it depends. Sometimes I get up on my side of the bed. Sometimes I wake up on your side of the bed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do get up on the left side of the bed.
Well, that's crazy, Kristen. You toss and turn way too much.
It's, you know, it's just like your side of the bed's closer to the door, so I roll that way when I gotta get up in the morning.
Yeah.
It's not like you're there, is it? Okay. Number 11, wearing black while mourning. The loss of a loved one creates sadness and confusion, which are the devil's playground of superstition.
You wonder why I always dress in black.
Many ancient cultures from China to Persia considered death to be contagious. People who were around the recently dead were supposed to be avoided. In Rome, mourners wore black so that others would know to stay away from them. People believe that you should actually give away your colored clothes while mourning for a quick passage of sorrows.
That's crazy. I love wearing black.
Also give the Johnny Cash song a lot more meaning. Yeah. I wear black, stay away from me. Yeah. You're supposed to stay away from me some more
stay
black.
Stay away from me.
But be sure not to wear your mourning clothes beyond 2 years or you risk a new tragedy. Another European custom holds that you should never accept a gift during your loss, or you'll soon find yourself grieving again.
Wow, that's interesting.
If you could wear mourning, if you wear mourning gloves, be sure they're made of cotton, or your whole house could go into the grave.
Wow, that's interesting too. I wonder why cotton.
Well, also, like, so you're telling me that I can't mourn for more than 2 years, or that I just can't wear black and mourn for 2 years? It's like move on to a different color, bitch.
They might go hand in hand.
Mm.
That's what I would say.
I think that to tell somebody they can only mourn for 2 years is kind of ridiculous, but whatever. Okay.
Okay, well.
Black cats. Really? If I had a cat, I would only want a black cat.
Really?
Or one of those big ass cats.
Wow, like a tiger? Tiger queen over here. No, I wouldn't want one of those.
I love to party and have fun.
Yeah, me too. I don't know, man. I'm not a cat lover. I'm a dog person. Sorry. Same. I don't hate cats. It's just I don't necessarily love them.
I don't want one as a pet. But okay, our love affair with cats, well, or not.
They are cute. Cats can be cute.
And little kittens are so effing cute.
And I love cat videos, so you know, yeah. I still want to own one.
Our love affair with cats began in ancient Egypt. Egyptians considered cats to be sacred to the gods, and on a more practical level, as the perfect solution to keeping rats and mice out of grain supplies.
That's true. I did grow up in, like, my family always had, like, outside cats.
Oh, yeah, because you lived in the country.
Yeah, they kind of kept the snakes and the mice and, you know, whatever at bay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a cat growing up, and she brought up a lot of kind of animals to the house.
Yeah, cats are cool. They just, they can be wild, too.
Yet our relations to felines took a different turn during the European witch craze. Between the 11th and 14th century, Europeans' population exploded, with cats no exception. The animals were overrunning the continent and were widely seen as pests. In England, elderly or single women, a prime target of the witch trials, were seen to be caretakers of the cats. So the legend arose that felines are the companions or familiars of witches. What about the black cat? Another English tradition holds that Satan was thrown out of heaven into a blackberry bush, giving us the malevolent associations with the color black.
Wow.
And the notions that black cats are an embodiment of the devil, and that belief also surrounds black dogs.
That's so interesting.
Black dogs in the shelter are, like, so unlikely to get adopted.
I know, that's sad.
It's so sad. One of the best songs I've ever had in my life was a black dog. So
do you so, like, you know, they're saying, like, the blackberry bush, Satan fell into it, and then everything else black. So it's like, do you think that stems from, like, the fear of the dark?
I think maybe.
Like, that's kind of, like, where the whole superstition of evil
is. Just because, like, the blackness black and dark. Evil. Yeah.
That's interesting.
All right, the number 13. Here we go.
Here we go.
Was Apollo 13 cursed by its flight number?
Yes.
Should you avoid the 13th floor of a building?
Probably.
Do you need to watch your step on Friday the 13th?
Always
definitely.
Do.
Fear of the number 13 is one of humanity's most enduring superstitions. Perhaps the earliest known origin of this superstition comes from ancient India, where it was considered to be unlucky for 13 people to sit together. In Nordic mythology, the evil Loki is the 13th guest at the banquet of gods, which ends in an argument and violence. The most famous origin involves Judas Iscariot, the so-called traitor apostle, who was the 13th man at the Last Supper. Jesus was crucified on Good Friday, which got linked to the number 13 for a day of unholy luck. Friday the 13th was also marked the mass execution of the medieval Knights Templar. Following tensions with the Vatican, the Christian Knights were all but wiped out at the beginning of Friday the 13th, 1307. Our fear of the number 13 is so deep that even today many hotels are designed without a 13th floor.
That's interesting.
That's stupid because you have a 13th floor even if you don't name it that.
My work doesn't have a 13 computer. Like a printer. So, yeah.
Yeah, but if you have a building that goes 12, 14, 15, 16, I'm sorry, but the 14th floor is the 13th floor. You can't avoid it.
Like, you might be named 14.
But underneath, you're really a 13.
But bitch, you ain't no 14. Damn.
And am I wrong?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
It's like, that's just natural. It's like, if that was the case, why do we not skip the 13th of the month?
Yeah, literal life, literal world. I feel you, Kristen.
Okay.
No, Kristen will argue, this is the 13th. No, Kristen, this is the 14th floor. This is the 13th. All right, you get lost then. All right, what's number 14?
Okay, it's not. That was it. But I have some others that are just like miscellaneous superstitions.
Okay, cool. All
right, we can kind of go through these fast.
Superstitions.
Okay, so never say happy birthday too early.
Okay.
Celebrating or even congratulating someone on a birthday before the day arrives brings bad luck.
Wow.
Which my friend's mom said, that you're not supposed to celebrate your birthday before it's already been your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
But that became a debate on after your birthday's passed, your day's over.
Yeah. So the only option, I mean, I feel that. I think the only option to celebrate your birthday is your birthday. Like, you know, I know it falls on a Monday, but that's the day
you celebrate. We're getting down on Monday.
Yeah, yeah, do it Monday. That makes sense. I mean, that is
the day.
So, otherwise you're just shitting on someone else's birthday.
Well, you know what? If we want to have a party, we're going to have a party.
Yeah, but what all those people that were born on the 9th, their birthdays were on the Saturday?
Well,
fuck you.
Okay, well, nobody whose birthday was on the 9th was invited to the birthday party.
Damn, they got their own birthday shit to be worried about. Hey. All right.
Don't place two mirrors opposite of each other.
Man, people got some weird superstitions about mirrors.
The infinite reflections may look cool, but in Mexico and elsewhere, facing mirrors opens a doorway to the devil.
Mexico's got some cool vibes. Some cool, I don't know.
You remember when we were in Mexico, when we stood in that dome room, and you could stand completely across from each other and whisper and hear each other perfectly?
Yeah, you're 30 feet away from each other and whisper.
And could hear, clear, crystal clear.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That was so cool. Never stick your chopsticks straight up.
Okay.
Poking chopsticks down into your food is a big no-no in Japan. The utensils look like the unlucky number 4, which means death. And also, incense sticks are used at funerals. Another tip, don't point your chopsticks at anyone. That's just plain rude.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but...
Yeah, don't be talking with your chopsticks. Yeah.
I can't even use a chopstick. Give a penny if you've received something sharp. I've heard of this one.
I've heard that, but never done it.
You've gifted something sharp?
I don't know, possibly.
Gifting anything with a blade supposedly can sever a friendship. So if you receive a knife or a pair of scissors as a present, give the person a coin in return. I think I remember my mom bought someone a pocket knife for Christmas, and she put a penny in the packet with the knife.
Yeah, but they were supposed to give her a penny.
Oh.
Well, she was done with their friendship.
Yeah.
It was over. Here's your penny.
Don't go right home after a funeral. The Filipino tradition that dictates that people never go straight home after a wake. Otherwise, the bad spirit might tag along and come inside. Mourners will make a stop at a restaurant or a store just in case.
Wow, that's interesting.
Also, like, just the spirits followed you home. Death doesn't necessarily mean it was a bad spirit involved. I mean, sometimes it's just death. It just happens.
Death comes in threes if you're contagious.
Whistling indoors invites evil.
Well, damn, Christian, you're just a little demon. Demon
whistle. I know, I whistle a lot. Okay. Whistling while you work may be an issue in Lithuania. Oh, good. Where it's forbidden to whistle indoors because the noise is believed to summon demons.
Whistle while you work.
Don't cheers with water. A German superstition declares that if you cheers with water, you're actually wishing death upon the people you're drinking with.
Oh, my God.
That is some German shit.
Yeah.
Do not
fucking... He cheers with water!
Beer only.
You bastards.
Avoid sleeping with your head to the north. According to the Japanese superstition, sleeping with your head in this direction is bad luck, because that's how the deceased are laid to rest.
Hmm. Always...
But also, don't sleep with your head to the west, because in Africa, it supposedly means that you're gonna die if you sleep with your head facing the west. So,
well, I'm sure there's something about sleeping to the south where
your soul
is doomed to hell.
Keep your new shoes off the table. In Britain...
I can get behind that, you know what I'm saying? Like, just because they're clean and new, get this shit off my table, you know?
It's considered to be bad luck because it's supposed to symbolize death of a loved one. Back in the day, placing someone's shoes on a table was a way to let their family know that they had passed away. That's wild.
Damn. Billy gone?
Ooh, I know this
one. Who's his
shoes? Why'd you put his shoes on the table?
Billy gone.
Okay. Itchy hands have financial repercussions.
Hell yeah. $15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
In Turkey, an itchy right hand means that you'll come into money. But if you itch on your left hand, it means you'll lose money.
Well, I've heard opposite.
Crafters beware. Playing with scissors will bring bad luck, according to Egyptian lore. Plus, it's just dangerous.
Well, who? Well, it depends on how you're playing with them.
Stepping in dog poop is not necessarily bad.
Okay, I'll listen.
Although it seems unlucky, stepping in dog poop is actually considered good luck. In France, if you do it with your left foot, it's bad luck, though, if you step in your right. It's only good luck if you step in your left.
You just gotta two-step it, like, whoop-doo, missed it.
Bird poop means good fortune. I've heard this before, too.
I've heard this too, if a bird poops on you, it's good luck.
Exactly. If a bird poop lands on you or something that belongs to you, it will bring you wealth. Keep in mind the next time you're reading under a tree.
That's interesting. So the next time like I wash my truck and a bird immediately poops on it, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Owls are bad omens.
Damn, why y'all shitting on owls?
There's an Egyptian superstition that if you see or hear an owl, terrible news is coming. Yet another reason not to hang out in the woods at night. I'm sorry, but you don't have to be in the woods to hear an owl.
You know, if you're in the woods and it's just, it might be one other person, that's scary when you hear an owl.
Josh, what makes you think I've ever been in the woods like that at night?
I don't know. Well, I have. And hearing that is kind of scary.
Knitting outside can prolong winter.
Damn, well, y'all best get inside right now. Whoever the hell is knitting, I'm over winter.
If you're in Iceland, keep the knitting inside the house. There's a local superstition that doing needlework on your doorstep will keep those temperatures frigid.
I see you, Velma. Get your ass inside.
This is a good one. Don't get your hair cut on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I don't.
Reconsider your Transformation Tuesday plans. If getting a haircut on a Tuesday will cause bad luck based on an Indian tradition.
I feel you. Yeah, all right. Just don't do it on Tuesday.
Giving yellow flowers is not a nice gesture.
Really?
In Russia, it means that you're cursing your friend with infidelity. But I always thought yellow flowers were a friendship. It was the sign. Yellow flowers mean friendship. Like, that's what yellow roses mean, I think.
Fuck that bitch. This is Russia.
Spilling water behind someone is a nice gesture. In Serbia, it's believed that it's good luck to drip water behind a person. Dumping it out on them is flat rude, though, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Wedding bells ward off evil. Irish brides have been known to wear bells on their dresses to ward off evil spirits who might try to ruin their marriage. It's opposed to relatives who have too many spirits and end up ruining the wedding.
Wow, yeah. Don't bring all your family here.
Pregnant women should give in to their cravings. It's a Canadian superstition that expectant mothers who are craving fish and don't eat it will end up having a baby with a fish head.
Oh, my God.
However, pregnant women should not eat asymmetrical foods. There's a Korean superstition that nibbling an unshapely food while pregnant means that you will end up with an ugly baby.
Wow, that's pretty extreme. How many times did that happen in a row for someone to put that together, though? Yeah, you know what I mean?
That bitch did not stop being...
Look at that bitch. She's over there nibbling.
Look at that. That nibbling food symmetrical. Is not symmetrical.
Yeah, non-symmetrical foods, asymmetrical.
Also, like, how many foods are symmetrical?
Well, I mean, the foods that look like dicks are symmetrical.
Okay. Be wary of full moons.
You know what foods are made like dicks? The best kinds.
Okay. Okay. Be wary of full moons. Full moons are commonly associated with chaos. And even if you're not convinced werewolves are even real, it's a popular superstition in hospitals as well. I feel like my days are crazier at work on full moon days.
I've always heard that. Sometimes you can kind of sense it in the air. I believe in that. The moon kind of seems to give some type of energy charge. And I love werewolves, so let's talk more about werewolves.
Well, we're not going to right now.
Bummer.
Protect yourself against the evil eye.
Yeah. Speaking of evil eye, the Temple of the Cosmic Skull.
Oh, yeah, it's a badass song. Evil, you should look it up.
Check it out.
The evil eye is a human look believed to be believed to cause supernatural harm. It is well known to be a symbol of bad fortune. It can cast a number...
Bless you.
I literally just sneezed and he still didn't say bless you. We just talked about it. Okay.
Come on.
It can cast on people or even objects like your car or your home. There is a number of talismen in many cultures created to ward off this curse, like the popular Hamsa.
Oh, cool.
Don't sing at the dinner table.
Oh, that's no fun. I'm against this one.
Also, don't sit at the corner of the table.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't wear red during a storm.
Okay.
It says it's supposed to attract lightning.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
They say... Oh, this one says, say the phrase, rabbit, rabbit, every month. Okay. On the first day of the month, it ensures good luck.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Yeah. And then it also, you know, the rabbit foot, but, you know, I think we're against
yeah,
that.
Yeah, have a rabbit's foot, say rabbit, rabbit.
On
the first.
Hey, Siri, remind me to say rabbit, rabbit on the first of every month.
Remind you to say rabbit, rabbit.
Don't enter a room with your left foot. That's hard to control.
Come on, now.
Don't open an umbrella indoors. We just found out about that. Really, because it's just going to make you break shit.
It's dangerous.
Eat grapes on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's interesting. I love grapes.
I remember that one New Year's Eve that was so rough for me. I did eat several grapes that night because I heard it was good luck. I did not have good luck that night, though.
Shout out to the person who hosted that party. I don't remember it. They had grapes. They were looking out. I didn't know that.
Hide your thumbs when passing a graveyard. We know about that one.
Yeah, Highland.
Listen for awkward silences. This says that it could believe that these awkward gnolls are created when an angel is passing over.
So when I don't say bless you to someone after they sneeze, is that an awkward silence?
I don't think so. I think it's just rude. You say bless you because you want them to, you're like, oh my goodness. When I was a kid, I was taught that you say bless you because when you sneeze, your heart stops for a second. So you say bless you because your heart just stopped for a second? You weren't taught that as a kid? Clearly. Okay.
All right, so that was an awkward silence. That's how you do it.
Don't step in a manhole. Okay.
Yeah, we watched the movie Soul and You'll Die. Yeah. You went straight to where they make
the souls. Great Beyond.
The Great Beyond.
Don't trim your nails at night. We're fucked. Many cultures believe that cutting your nails at night means that
trim them nails.
It's gonna cause a premature death.
Jesus Christ.
Don't chew gum at night.
Well, I can see that.
That would be the equivalent of chewing on the flesh of the dead.
According what the fuck are they putting in gum? What is Trident made of?
That's in Turkey.
Damn.
Don't kiss babies on the lips.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. Yeah, deal.
Move on.
No bananas on board. That means that don't bring any bananas on your boat because it means that you're going to be in an unpredictable and dangerous situation.
Okay, so that really makes more sense than Gwen Stefani song.
This shit is bananas?
Yeah, she had some other shit going on. She was fed up.
This shit is bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, carrying an acorn to stay forever young. That's a good idea. I'm going to do that. Well, oh, I outside. Heard this. I did. I bought...
Squirrels love them.
This one caused me to make an Amazon purchase. Don't let your purse touch the floor. It said,
oh my God.
It said that a purse that touches the floor is never going to have money in it.
Is okay, what I've so heard. Spend money and get a new one.
No, I just bought a hook so I can hang it up on my desk.
All right, well.
All right. Beware of unlucky animals.
Well, who's to decide what an unlucky animal is?
Well, in Scotland and Ireland, they believe that the magpie is bad luck. I need to know what a magpie looks like, however.
It's a bird.
In Cuba, if you declare that it's your last drink, you're tempting fate and death will shortly follow. And then this is my last one, and I don't like it. Avoid sleeping with fans on.
Oh, yeah, you love having a fan on.
Several.
No matter how cold it is.
So, baby, after all those, can you think of any, like, superstitions that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, like, knock on wood. And I do toss the salt.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like some things here and there. I think it's... But, you know, I don't let the superstitions like define my life.
I have one that they did not talk about on that list.
Yeah.
Step on a crack, break your mama's back.
Oh, damn. I'll be stomping on them.
All right. It's time to play verses on that note. All right. So, you know how it is. You know, if you've ever listened to an episode of Haunted Haze before.
Yeah. So we take one scary thing and pit it against another scary thing and decide which one we think is scarier.
Yes, so we are going to use the super duper secret box.
Yep, and we're opening the super duper secret box.
I am pulling it out now.
And these are all random. We have no idea what we're going to pick. These are all draw from a hat style.
Okay, I'm a little confused. Okay. First impression. Machine versus zombie.
Yeah, like the Terminator, AI is taking over the world.
Oh, versus a zombie apocalypse.
Versus a zombie apocalypse.
Okay,
that's a
this
good
one's
one.
Actually hard.
Damn, that's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, Terminator style, machines, AI is taking it all over.
Gosh.
You know what's crazy?
iRobot, kind of.
Yeah, kind of like exactly. Like iRobot, like all the machines.
iRobot or Walking Dead, where would I rather live?
Or all the zombies. What's really crazy, to me, at least, is how both of these have the same equal amount of potential of happening.
Well,
if you think about
it. I don't think so. I think that the AI thing has a way more potential of actually happening.
Yeah, but alright, so don't think of like dead zombies. Think of like the infected zombies. They're infected with a virus. You know what I mean?
Those
like the quarantine and
like
28 days later. Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you think of it that way, and someone just got a virus, like a crazy rabies, and was just attacking people, you know.
I don't know. That
could potentially happen.
I am scared of technology, but I think, like, I'm scared of the apocalypse more of, because I don't want to lose electricity and water and food.
Well, okay, so... Either one of these is the apocalypse. Is the apocalypse. We're not skipping the apocalypse. It's just, if there was an apocalypse, would you rather be because of machines or because of, like, infected virus?
I think I would rather it be because of machines.
See, I don't know. I feel like I could easily more... I've trained my whole life to fight zombies.
You've trained your whole life to fight zombies.
I've watched every zombie movie out there. I don't know. I've read Max Brooks's... Zombie Killer God. I don't know what you want me to tell you. The only thing I've seen against the machines is iRobot and Terminator.
True.
So,
how do they overtake them in iRobot? Do you remember?
I think they just flip a switch.
Oh, see, that's the good idea. I want the machines.
See, that's the thing. The machines might be the better choice because it does seem like you just have to flip a switch.
I think the zombies are scarier.
Do a power cycle on something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you're going to go with zombies?
I think I'm going zombies.
Yeah, zombies are scarier than machines. I think I'm going with you.
Yeah.
What do you think, though?
I think that Zeppelin seems to be pretty scared of the whole zombie topic right now. Sorry for all the racket. He's getting comfortable now. All
right. So, what do you think? Are zombies scarier or the machines scarier?
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. You can find us, as always, on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast.
Yes, and you can always email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
I can't wait to hear what people have to say about this.
Yeah, for sure. This is a hard one. Both are terrifying.
They honestly are, and every day the AI one seems more and more like it might actually happen.
That one does seem more legitimate, for sure.
Like even
Elon Musk is trying his damnedest to go there.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind one of those self-driving cars, though. There's definitely going to be some benefits with the AI universe.
Oh, yeah. Like, the first few
years... See, that's why zombies is just, like,
negative. See, we're not going to live through the apocalypse, I don't think. We're just going to live through the glory days.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just hit the glory days.
I like it. All right. Yes. Also, before we go, I just want to also remind everybody to look at our Hippie Haze Studios. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and you can find us on Etsy. We have all kinds of tie-dye, stash boxes, handmade items.
Yes, our one-of-a-kind arts and crafts store that we make all kind of cool hippie-themed, you know, just eccentric-style kind of paintings and crafts.
For sure.
If you're looking for a gift or if you're looking to decorate your residence, hit us up.
Yeah, for sure. We love it. And also, if you just have an idea and you want to, like, throw it at us, we're down with that,
yeah,
too.
If you want something custom made, hit us up, for sure. Hippie Haze.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. And thank guys for coming back. I hope everybody had a super awesome holiday season, but also, thank God it's over.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're on the other side of it for the most part, I think.
Yeah. We're definitely on the other side of the holidays. You said it feels like a new beginning?
In some ways. Not a great start beginning, but, you know, at least...
Hey, maybe we're at least doing better than 2020.
I feel like we got to some kind of checkpoint, you know what I mean?
Yeah, things are going to be cool for a while.
Well, let's hope for a good 2021.
And come back for episode 14.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with episode 14.
Peace out.
Peace out. Stay haunted.